WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you just can't shake off that little resentment? Like a thorn in your side, right? We all get there sometimes. But today, we're diving into the superpower of forgiveness not just for other people, but for ourselves too. Because holding on to anger and bitterness, that's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the long run. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness is easy to say, hard to do. You've been hurt, maybe deeply, and that sting doesn't just vanish. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or pretending everything's okay. It's about choosing peace for yourself. It's about recognizing that holding onto those negative emotions is like carrying around a heavy backpack, dragging you down instead of letting you soar. So how do we actually do it? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice forgiveness and let go. First, understand the power of your perspective. Remember, you're not just reacting to what happened, you're reacting to how you interpret it. Our minds are incredible at creating narratives, sometimes even negative ones. Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really the whole story? Are there other ways to look at this situation? Second, practice empathy. I know, easier said than done when someone's wronged you. But try to see things from their perspective. What might be going on in their life? Maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help soften the anger and resentment. Third, acknowledge your own role. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Sometimes, forgiveness starts with ourselves. Did you contribute to the situation in any way? Taking responsibility for our part can be a powerful step towards letting go of bitterness. Fourth, choose compassion over judgment. Instead of dwelling on the negativity, try extending kindness even if it's just to yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It doesn't make them bad people. Choose understanding and forgiveness instead. And finally, release the past. This is probably the toughest part. But holding on to anger and resentment only keeps you stuck in the past. Acknowledge what happened, learn from it, and then consciously choose to move forward. Ever had a friend betray your trust? Maybe they shared a secret or broke a promise that really hurt you. It's so easy to get caught up in anger and bitterness, replaying the moment over and over in your head. How could they do this to me? You might find yourself avoiding them, talking about it constantly, or even letting it affect other relationships. But what if you decided to take a different path? Imagine approaching the situation with empathy. Instead of blaming your friend, you try to understand their actions. Perhaps they were going through a difficult time themselves and didn't know how to handle it properly. Maybe they weren't thinking clearly and made a mistake. This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it helps you see them as human, flawed, capable of making mistakes, just like you. By acknowledging your hurt feelings and choosing to understand their perspective, you open the door to forgiveness. It might not happen overnight, and that's okay. Forgiveness is a process, not an event. But remember, letting go of the anger and resentment frees you from the burden of carrying it around. It allows you to heal, grow, and move forward with more peace and clarity. So, there you have it, 5 powerful steps to practice forgiveness and let go of those heavy emotions. Remember, choosing forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the pain it causes. It's about creating space for peace, understanding, and even compassion. Take a moment today to reflect on where you might be holding on to anger or resentment. What can you forgive? Who can you choose to forgive, starting with yourself? Remember, the power of forgiveness is within your grasp. Choose it. Embrace it. And watch as it transforms your life one step at a time. As always, keep those stoic minds strong and resilient. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show if you found this helpful. Let's connect on social media to share your thoughts, your stories, and how forgiveness has impacted your life. Until next time, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.